Yeah, hi, this is Dr. Zelenko, and I'm making this video from my hospital bed. I just want to give a quick update. Many, many people have expressed their love and prayers, and I'm very grateful. Thank you. Unfortunately, I had a MRI and a transesophageal echocardiogram called a TE, and it found a tumor in my right ventricle. That's the lower right chamber of the heart. And on top of that tumor is a blood clot. That's not pretty good news. It's not good news. And the treatment would be to go on blood thinners, which I'm on, to try to dissolve the clot. And then we have to figure out what to do with that tumor. To be frank, if that clot breaks off, that's a ticket to the next world. Also, there are more tumors around my lower left lobe and my lung. So I'm in a precarious situation. However, as King David writes, even though I walk in the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for God is with me. And I do really feel that way, and those words resonate in my soul more now than ever in my life. And there is a Talmudic teaching that even if the sword is on your neck, a person should never give up hope. And so I'm in a very good state of mind. And as I frequently said, they're gonna have to carry my body off the battlefield because my resolve to help humanity, the vulnerable, the innocent, decent people overcome this terrible darkness and plague that is upon us has never been stronger. And if I have to leave the world, I accept God's will, but I encourage and plead with everyone else to up your game and stand up and resist first within yourselves against giving into fear, and then resist publicly against the policies of tyranny which are coming again. Because it's pretty obvious what's going to happen right now. The World Health Organization, which is essentially funded by the sociopath Gates, is gaining more and more power over sovereign nations. Gates messaged I think 5 or 6 months ago that smallpox is a big threat, and then supposedly was eradicated in 1980, and it was only found in two labs in America and in Russia, in DSL level 4 labs, the highest maximum security labs. And yet 5 days after the sociopath criminal Gates said his prophetic words, a few vials of smallpox were found in an unsecure refrigerator in a Merck laboratory in Philadelphia. And so it's not surprising to me now that we're seeing monkeypox. I anticipate global panic about it. This will be the next media horror narrative that will continue the fear campaign and lockdown campaign and mass campaign to create anxiety, isolate you from people you love, and dehumanize you with these face diapers. And so this is their playbook, and they're gonna keep on sending wave after wave of their evil agenda until we make internal resolutions to kick the evil out from within us. We should, in my opinion, denounce the worship of false gods, the god of technology, the god of science, the god of corrupt governments, money, power, fame, and reconcile our hearts with our creator, who's making us anew every instant in time. Basically, the world has now chosen sides. Those that will worship the machinations of man, and those that will bow down to the Creator. And so let the culling begin. You know, the world needs a cleaning. And when the process is done, the world will be filled with the knowledge of God, just like the waters cover the seas. And the sociopaths have a big thing coming for them. They think they're gods. They think that they're ruling the world. We'll see. So let the games begin. And I have no problem falling in battle, because this is a hill that we need to die on. Because otherwise, our progeny will have nowhere to breathe free.